6 months into the job, the new director of the McLean County Health Department is staring at a lengthy to-do list. Mental health, opioid abuse, and obesity are just the tip of the iceberg. New director Camille Rodriguez started in January. She previously worked in health promotion in Wisconsin and Illinois' DCFS, a division of child protection. GLT's Ryan Denham spoke with Rodriguez about how she's settling into the job and what she considers the most pressing public health issue facing McLean County.
Often we laugh and say that everything is public health, but really it is. I mean, when you get up in the morning and brush your teeth, it's probably because of a public health campaign. When you get in the car and put your seatbelt on, it's because of that too. And sometimes those things were forced. If you're my age, you grew up at a time when you did not have to wear seatbelts in the car and there were no car seats. Imagine our world now without that. And I attribute all of that to the efforts that public health officials and staff do every day in the community. So that continues as well to be one of my priorities, is to forward those types of values and share it with the community.
I know you have a lot of issues in front of you sitting on your desk, but what would you describe as the single most pressing public health issue that's facing our county at this moment?
I think a lot of people would provide a lot of different answers to me. But I think singularly from the themes I've observed, certainly access to care, whether that be for a behavioral health issue, mental health alone, substance abuse alone, or even just to be able to go to the dentist or to be able to see a primary care physician. At times, it's a challenge, and more often than not, whether the person is dealing with an opioid addiction or they have a tooth that's causing an infection throughout their entire body and they're having to go to the emergency room for that care, I see all of those as access issues. Now, do I imply that the health department then will turn itself into a place where primary care is provided? I'm not making that implication, but I am saying that if you're asking me what do I see as something that affects the entire county, regardless of what the particular issue is, to me it's access.
The health department is one of the partners in this community health improvement plan that was approved about a year ago. Just saw the first progress report on that this past spring, and a big part of that is behavioral health, setting goals like decreasing suicides and ER visits from self-inflicted injuries, and reducing the stigma attached to getting mental health care.
Yes.
So what are some of the positive things that we've seen in this community on the behavioral health front since you've been on the job here?
I definitely have seen positives from the entire community. I do have the opportunity to collaborate with lots of different stakeholders, families, and just folks in the community. And really, I've been impressed by the interest that many stakeholders have had in talking about behavioral health. How do we tackle it together? The knowledge that this community has about, you know, the toll that, or the burden that behavioral health issues, if untreated, can have on systems, on healthcare, on costs, but as well just on families, on people and their loved ones, and if untreated, what are the long-term effects of that? I liken that to really embracing as well the theories of trauma-informed care and resilience. You know, there's a lot to be said about our community wanting to become trauma-informed. And I know that it's a fact. I work with several partners in that regard. And just knowing that our community not only is trying to reduce the stigma of behavioral health issues in general, but also that we're trying to embrace the fact that it's not what you did, but how we're going to help you through it, or what you are experiencing does not signify who you are in general. That's being trauma-informed, and that's helping our folks in this community be resilient and deal with not only the behavioral health challenges, but all the other ones that you and I have been chatting about today.
So what can a health department or a community do to reduce the stigma attached with getting help for something like a behavioral health issue?
That's really a good question. I think that we can talk about it often, not keep it a secret, provide support. You know, if you've had an employer who has an employee assistance program, it's mentioned occasionally, but it's not touted as a place for anyone to go get some support. And, you know, those are also avenues that employers can take. Having the supports in place just to understand that you can go talk to someone, understanding your own insurance plan, that you can go talk to someone quietly and privately, or again, reducing the stigma allows you to talk to family and friends about it. And we've also used social media with the Community Health Needs Assessment to bring out the word. So we're not adverse to using more modern ways to chat about breaking down the stigma. And I think we find that if we're using several methods, then we're going to really reach out to all age groups and all people as much as we can to talk about the fact that we're all not going to be happy all of the time. But if you're really, really not happy a lot of the time, it's okay to tell someone that, because we want you to be able to cope, to be resilient, and to share your challenges so that we can help you.
That's Camille Rodriguez, director of the McLean County Health Department since January. I'm Ryan Denham.
The latest news from the health department is a warning about West Nile virus. The county spotted West Nile in a mosquito pool for the first time 2 weeks ago. The health department says the best way to avoid West Nile is to avoid mosquito bites. A couple of quick tips: wear long sleeves and pants at dawn and dusk, and don't let water pool and stuff around the backyard. You can find more tips at health.mcleancountyil.gov.